Now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight program. It's presented by L&L Construction and Taco John's. I am Brandon Tam, and we got ACCHS football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here for a few minutes, as he does each and every week. We always appreciate it. Coach, last week you go to Royal Valley. Obviously, it was a game inside district play, and the Panthers are able to get the win. You know, probably a lot to dissect from this game. Your team comes out on the short end of it, but just give us the initial thoughts and takeaways from the game last week.
You know, Royal Valley came out and did a lot of things well. It seems like that happens quite often to us, that we get somebody else's really good shot. We thought the same thing about Sabetha. We thought McLeod did a really good job week one. So that's not a knock on them at all, but, you know, we just kind of hit a wall here in the middle of the season. A lot of things going on, and we kind of lost focus of what we were doing, and that's just kind of, you know, we talk every week about teams don't beat us. We kind of beat ourselves. And I think not trying to take anything away from Royal Valley, but we made a lot of mistakes again, and that caused us to fall behind early.
In a scenario like this, when you're this late into the season, you guys play a game like that. Is it as simple as going back to the fundamentals in terms of the following week in preparation for your next game?
That's pretty much what we've done all week. That's kind of been my message, you know, last Friday night, even after the game. So we're going to kind of forget about some things and focus on us and focus on what we can control and just get back to basic things. And I think we kind of got a little sidetracked, just a little too amped up sometimes just kind of refocus ourselves and see what happens this week.
I'm just kind of curious, you know, some coaches are probably different, but does your following week of practices kind of, are they dictated by the result from the game previously?
Oh, for sure. You know, we kind of, like I said, the last couple of weeks, we kind of got focused a little too much on what the opponents have been doing and kind of lost sight of what we need to do. You know, it's very easy to do as you start, you know, especially after winning a couple of games, you start focusing so much like, hey, we got to stop this, we got to stop that. Well, just whatever you see on film doesn't mean that's what the other team's going to come out in. So we need to be, you know, our focus needs to be on us and what we are capable of and what we are trying to do as a team, both on offense and defense and even special teams, and you know, kind of take care of what we can take care of and don't worry about the other team as much.
You talk about, you know, prepping for a team, you see everything on film, and then you go out there and maybe you see something that you weren't expecting or maybe didn't see on film. How often has that happened throughout the course of this season?
About every week.
Okay.
I mean, for the most part, teams come out and they do what we expect. They do, you know, we knew Royal Valley was going to run the ball. We knew their offense was very good at what they were going to do. And that's, we focused a little too much on that instead of kind of how to defend it and, you know, getting guys in places to be successful. So that's kind of been our focus this week. We're doing drills. You know, we didn't tackle very well last week. So we focused a lot on that this week. Offensively, just getting off the ball, kind of controlling the line of scrimmage like we did for 2 weeks and get back to that where we have to control and take care of the ball and move it up and down the field.
A couple more minutes here with Cody Tettmeyer here, ACCHS football coach, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. You get back home this week, tomorrow night, and get a Jefferson West team that have certainly had some struggles this year. You know, they're still looking for a win. It seems like it's always kind of tough when you get a kind of a matchup like this against a team that's desperate, you know, and it always seems to kind of work out and maybe their favor if a team is desperate for a win. But what can you tell us about Jefferson West and kind of the challenges they present tomorrow night?
Man, they're a lot like us. They do a lot of, you know, haven't watched a ton of film on them, just like I said, because we're focusing on us. But what I have watched, they do a lot of the same things that we do. So I think we're very similar teams. They got some size. They got some athletes. The only thing different is they kind of drop back and they will chuck the ball over the field, you know, if the opportunity presents itself. And that's one thing that we really haven't been tested a ton on is passing. So, you know, the times that other teams have passed, we've done a pretty decent job against it. So that'll be interesting to see if our secondary can hold up against their passing game you know, if our front eight essentially can kind of stop the run like we're capable of and make them throw the ball and beat us.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this game tomorrow night.
You know, our home games have not been very impressive yet. I don't know if it's playing in front of our home crowd makes us nervous, but we're going to focus on just playing ball, just having fun, you know, taking care of what we can take care of and enjoy each other, enjoy playing with each other, enjoy playing for each other, And, you know, I'm not to say that we're desperate, like you said, Jeff West was, but, you know, we're hungry for a win. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple rough weeks, and we are very hungry to get out and take care of business.
There it is once again, ACCHS football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us again, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers are back at home here, not just tomorrow night in the final game as well next week against Nemaha Central, but again, week 7 tomorrow night. They are at home against Jeff West. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck tomorrow night.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you. Go Tigers.